The first tour. In 1818, Callot departs Turin for Paris. After Paris, he moves to London, from where he embarks on a tour of Northern Europe with his friend Alessandro Doria of Chirie. He travels to Denmark and Sweden, pushing himself as far as Lapland. From Finland, he moves to Russia, arriving in the capital Petersburg. Vidua spends several months in the empire of Tsar Alexander I, welcomed by the Piedmont minister Alessandro Cotti, Count of Brusasco, who leaves the traveller an enormous collection of texts on Russian history and brings him into the Tsar's court, whom he will personally meet. The Marquis Doria of Chirie returns to Turin after travelling with Vidua for a year. Vidua heads to the Caucasus, reaching Crimea. From Odessa, he embarks for Constantinople. At Smyrna, he purchased a beautiful edition of the Essays of Montaigne, which he brought on his tour of Egypt. This work, full of notes, is now at the library of Casale Monferrato. At this time, he gathers the ancient inscriptions, which will be published in volumes in Paris in 1826. Vidua arrives in Egypt at the end of 1819 and stays for most of 1820. At the time, few Europeans who travelled the Nile had ventured further than there, the capital of Lower Nubia at the time. Vidua accomplished that feat, and his tour is a masterpiece. He visited the temple of Abu Simbel, making careful explorations, challenging the crocodiles, arming himself so he could protect himself from bandit attacks. He will make a series of drawings in Abu Simbel, writing his journals by moonlight to avoid the heat. He also makes contact with the French consul Bernardino Drovetti, with whom he negotiates at length on behalf of the Piedmont government for the large collection of Egyptian antiques belonging to the French consul. An agreement is finally reached, and that collection is still the fundamental core of the Egyptian Museum of Turin. Vidua's tour continues by camel to the Holy Land, Syria and Lebanon. In 1821, after Cyprus and Rhodes, he disembarks in Athens, in the middle of the War of Independence. Back in France, he remains stuck in quarantine at the port of Marseille and spends several winter months between Montpellier and Provence, and arrives in the Kingdom of Sardinia in spring 1822. Cutting his large Turkish-style moustache.